Yes, we are back. It is 9:04. Woo! It is 9:04.
It is 9.
Radio presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
And there's still time for you to recklessly spend money in our direction. Please, let's just get a little bit past our target, because we've hit the target and it's fantastic, but let's get back on it. So, if you'd like to donate, go to this incredibly unnecessarily long web link.
What is that link? Well, give us it.
Off
give
the
us
top
it one
of
more
my
time.
Head. It won't be one more time, Eli.
It'll be several more times.
Yeah. It is my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. Here's the bit Eli likes. That's GeekatorIumT. No, I spelt that wrong. Fuck it. You know the link. Go to foodballradio.com or go to geekatorium.net. All the links will take you to the donation page. You go on, you click, you give a little bit of your time and your cash, and that's all we can ask.
Yes.
All the money goes to Comic Relief, apart from the 50% we're taking off the top. And yeah, we're in the last 2 hours now. So I don't know. What can we get up to? It's drink o'clock, so obviously Eli completely dropped focus and decided to shoot off. You've buried yourself
in
your
fruit. I'm eating the fruit salad because I'm not a savage like you booze hands.
Well, yeah, I can't argue with that, to be fair. Where did Joseph and Eli go? Have they just
They heard there was beer and they've decided to abandon the podcast.
Christ almighty.
Rats leaving a sinking ship.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been an emotional journey. It's been an emotional journey. We started a day ago, in this, at that time, fragrant fresh room, and over the course of the day, it slowly turned into a literal animal farm.
Yeah,
with discontent and pigs.
Can you stop saying those words and staring at me?
Pigs.
discontent.
You know what the sad thing about that is? You stood in my way when I said the word pigs, as if you were trying to get attention for that word. It was like pigs, me. And you leaned in.
Oink, oink.
So, Joe.
Yes.
Everyone else has done it.
What's that?
Everyone else who's come as a guest has dropped their trousers and taken a picture of their anus for the wall, and it will all be put on a wall, and we just thought it would be appropriate this time for you to get your bum cheeks out.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. So I come onto a professional radio station.
No one said professional.
I've come up, well, in my mind, this is professional, right? In my warped sense of career, right? I'm doing it, Mum! Right? And I've got you asking me to spread my bum cheeks and the other co-presenter just eating fruit salad, watermelon into a fucking microphone. And Eli, where's Eli? Gone to the office to get some cans. All for charity.
It's like you see his little ears put on.
Well, we are using our own money for the beer, so you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I just want to...
You'll never see him again. He's off.
I got the money!
We all gave him that cash. He's just fucked off.
You know, he will be slightly different for the listeners out there, you know. What am I? Capital Gold? The listeners out there? Where? Caroline, you know what I mean? FM.
One sec. We've had a new sponsor.
Oh?
Who, Bianca Lloyd. So round of applause.
Bianca Lloyd!
There have been a lot of people donating. And due to the nature of the show, we've not been able to say thank you personally to every name that's popped up. So, if you have donated to us today and you have given some money, no matter how little, no matter how much, thank you. From all of us here, genuinely heartfelt thank you. This has been both exquisite and torturous. This is the Clive Barker novel of podcast recordings. It is the Cenobite podcast. Well, it will eat your soul alive, but such exquisite pain.
Oh.
Are you talking about any ex you've ever had? Those words can be associated with
any ex. The problem with using the word ex means I think about them. And I don't.
Well, hang on. Didn't you do your show and all your exes turned up? Or will you be recycling this fourth chunk of material?
No. Oh, you mean when I did my ghost hunting? Let me tell you about your ghost hunting.
You like Ghostbusters, don't you, Paul?
Nah, I'll give you that idea. Because Ghostbusters is a lovely film, aren't you?
So, but you did that. You did your show about ghost boring
I
busters.
Did a preview, yeah, at the Leicester Square Theatre.
Oh,
and
couldn't preview.
You mean your show, lad. And
Joe,
what
Joe,
did you change? Like, no, but my question to you is...
No,
right?
My question to my you question is... To no, my you. Question to you.
My question
My question to you. My question to you. I'm sorry. I'm
always are you doing your voice? It's like, who's that Conservative MP? His spitting image where they take the piss and all that foam would come out of his mouth, saliva.
Oh.
Yes, excuse me. I'll just like to
no, that's Zippy from Rainbow.
you've confused it somewhat. Who is that guy that we're... forget about it.
Can you, I loved you talking Sandling, munching away on those good vitamins. That's,
I've never seen a man put so much watermelon in his mouth and keep the seeds.
See, everyone says got to spit the seeds out. You haven't got to spit the seeds out,
don't you? No, you don't. They're lovely. They're the best part.
Were you trying to speak, but you had watermelon in your mouth? And that is how, folks, you do a fantastic Bruce Forsyth.
Is it?
You did sound... You had watermelon.
If I just basically... I sort of like this. Yeah. Put the watermelon in your mouth.
Okay. And Bruce Forsyth. And say, nice to see you,
I put on Facebook not too long ago, the little Facebook message says, I am losing my fucking mind. And my friend Alison from America simply wrote, have you cried yet? And it's, I'll be honest, Alison, we're getting there.
Alison, love, have you cried yet?
Dada!
But, you know...
Apple. Oh, phone. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Are you doing your Ghostbusters thing again?
This is exciting.
Oh, it's all echoey.
Exciting!
Hang on, Annie's calling back again.
Oh, okay.
We have a phone?
We're having a phone call, so you're going to have to put your earphones on to hear this.
Welcome to Slick as Fuck.
Slick as Fuck.
A section we like to throw out every now and then.
What's up, guy? Just eating his watermelon. Let me know when you can give a fuck anymore, lad.
Let me tell you, like, when Eli comes back, hobbling back like the troll here. And by the way, to the listener, trust me, there is no difference. And Alison, thank you for listening, and you can understand why. Already, I've commandeered the show already, like I'm the presenter. And now, up next, we shouldn't tell Eli that whoever...
Oh, one sec. Hello.
We're now...
Again.
He's gone off again.
Yeah, you need to press that one.
Balls, that's my bad. I pressed the bottom one before. No. Things change. Yeah. I don't like change.
That's what happens when you press the bottom.
This has better been one of the best phone calls ever.
Well, let's not tell Eli, you know, because just...
What? He's back.
You know, that Alison called from America. He's got some tinnies.
That rustle,
it's happening.
Wow.
Happening, yeah. It's happening.
Careful. Like, can I suggest that we don't open this and piss it all over the equipment?
Health and safety. And, I mean, but the Coke on the counter's fine, right?
Yeah.
Sweet, because no one touched that.
Sorry, incoming call. Hello. 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 Yeah, it's not working.
Right.
It's not. It's for some reason not working anymore, considering it was fine when Basil Brush called him.
Well. Boom, boom. Again.
Boom, boom, boom.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Who am I speaking to?
It's Mr. Lendekotick, the one and only.
Hello. Good evening.
Welcome to our madness.
Well, thank you for cheering me up. I'm lonely tonight.
Oh.
Very lonely.
You can
sitting
never
in a hotel.
You should never be lonely.
Well, I know I shouldn't. That's why I'm telling you this, so that people can hoard to my hotel in Cardiff, where I'm sitting on my own, waiting to do television tomorrow, and I'm watching The Voice and thinking, I could do that.
But didn't you do, sir? Hello, I'm Joseph. Hello, nice to speak to
Hi,
you.
Hi, Joe, you're right.
Hey, well, it's pronounced Sif, but anyway, it's good to know a politician listens to the people.
Don't pick on him.
I joke, of course. No, but what
give him a chance.
I have to put up with a lot of, name abuse myself, my friend. The number of times people come up to me and say, we've got a name for you. That's hilarious.
It's not
really
nice.
Funny. Second only to being called cheeky all the
you
time.
Know, anyway, listen, sir, I feel, you know, when you say you get picked on, because I don't know if you were listening before, but, you know, Sandling pointed out that, you know, I've been picked on as I've been here from my good friends. And what advice, sir, can you give to me so I can confront my bullies who are currently in the studio?
Very, very simple piece of advice. Join the Liberal Democrats. And you'll appreciate how little you're being picked on at the moment.
How do you feel? Can I, like, get all, what is your forecast for this year?
My forecast for the Lib Dems is...
So you can do the voice then. You can do everything. But you did stand-up comedy a few years ago, didn't you? You did for one gig.
The reason you don't know, I've done loads of gigs, but the reason you don't hear about it is because actually I'm quite funny, and that's not good news. When Lopit does something well, nobody hears. When Lopit goes wrestling and gets his face smashed in, as if it wasn't messed up enough, then everybody hears about it. So basically, that's why you don't hear about it. I'm doing a gig in Leeds in a few weeks' time. And this is my entire set, what I'm saying to you now. How am I doing?
It's better than everyone's set here.
Are you pricking on me?
No, I'm not.
It's just I found a new app on my phone and I'm very excited by pressing buttons. And we also have in the studio...
We've just been joined by another special guest, if you would be so, with Mr. Tiernan Duyan!
Yes, Tiernan!
Let's point out the obvious. You've got a change of hair.
Yeah.
You're also in a delightful dress. What the fuck have they made you do?
I've had to, because of the film 27 Dresses, we're doing a 27-hour show, I had to wear a different... I mean, none of us have seen the film, but we just assumed it was a different dress every hour.
Yeah.
So I've got two more to wear after this.
That would have been my guess.
Tiernan, we have a special guest who's phoned in. He's watching a voice in a Cardiff hotel. But can we play a game? Let's find out with his policies. That's a cue to you, sir. What policies? Yeah. He has, and then Tiernan, you can guess which politician it is.
Sounds good. Sounds good.
Let's start it off. Mr.
Politician.
There we go. That's always good. Right, you tell me right now, what is your synopsis for this year?
Joe, are you having a stroke?
No,
I think he's just itchy.
Because the question you asked, why are we picking on you? It's being answered every time you open your fucking mouth. Just relax, step back, enjoy it. We've got a guest here. Let him wear his dress.
We've got two guests.
Oh, we have two guests.
You're being very, you're being bad-mannered in front of our guests.
Why has anyone else listened to this show for the past 27 hours? That's all I've done.
I'm trying to keep it slightly more civilised.
If I got too excited, I just want to turn into guess which politician we're currently speaking to now.
Right. Okay.
So he can give out.
Did they tell you when you're in out there? So do you already know?
No, I haven't got a clue.
So, sir, can you start with your political spiel and Tiernan can guess who you are?
Okay, I'll start with saying that we used to have great policies, but we haven't got them anymore. In fact, and that's because I used to be an MP and then I deliberately lost my seat on purpose, sort of.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to make it too easy for you, but I was robbed.
Ironic.
Yeah, you gave up your seat on purpose. So what? You were just robbed? Is that was a separate incident? Was it like a burglary or something?
That's right. I robbed myself. What I regret is I was 25-1 on to hold my seat. So if I'd put a grand on myself to lose, I'd have made £25,000. It's so really depressing.
Why didn't you? That was stupid.
Because I didn't think I'd lose, pal. That's
right. Oh, I see. But you just said you gave up your seat, so it sounded like you did it on purpose.
No, I didn't. I lost it.
Oh, I see.
I lost
so you
by
were
accident.
Just,
I was making a hilarious joke. It was really funny.
You should probably leave that to the comics.
He is a comedian, to be fair. He's got this gigs this week in Leeds.
Oh, really? It's not Lembit Obic, is it?
Yeah, he's got it!
How did you guess?
Well, it was the lack of policy. The wanting to be a comedian so desperately. I mean,
that's pretty good, Tiernan.
It's not bad, is it? And I haven't slept for fucking ages.
We've all been away.
We're all
Except me, I had a sleep. It was brilliant. Yeah. Well, I did Comedy Club for Kids today, so I had to go home and have
did
a kip.
You?
So, yeah. So
oh,
I,
man, you've done so well.
So, yeah.
I'm so,
so
jealous.
So, yeah, yeah.
Well, so I burnt out about an hour and a half ago, so I've just been sitting still for a while, and then I thought I'd come and talk to you and see if that would rejuvenate any energy that I had.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
it's worked fairly well. I've been thoroughly broken down. I've been hit in the face by a large fish. Gillian Anderson shaved my back.
Yep. Oh, and, she was talking about that when she came here.
She came in here straight afterwards and was visibly shaking with the horror of your hairy back.
15-year-old me would have just been really confused. I don't know. It's like, isn't Gillian Anderson? She's amazing, but she's shaving my back. This is very strange. And she did it with hummus as well, which isn't right. It's been a very
I heard her nickname for you was Mouldy Fox.
Tiernan, can I just rewind 1 second there?
Yeah.
She used hummus as shaving cream.
Well,
saying?
First she used butter that someone's churning constantly in the 27-hour show, then hummus, then toothpaste, then soap.
It was Korean toothpaste, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
Wow, did it smart? I mean, this hasn't got much lubricating power.
No, I think that was just something crazy that someone brought in as a horrible thing to like to spread on his back.
Limpik's, sorry, sir, what did you say?
Oh, sorry.
What, me?
Yeah.
He's talking to me.
Well, yeah, you just chiming in. We want to know what you're going to say.
Well, what I'm saying is this Korean thing makes me sad because I work for the Motorcycle Action Group and I'm trying to sort out the website. And the reason I'm trying to sort out the website is because sometimes if you go into the Motorcycle Action Group website, one of the bits goes to a hardcore porn site and another one goes to a North Korean menu in Korean from North Korea. And that's not very good if you're trying to find out about motorbikes. So
you get ready, Leeds. He's coming for you. He's coming this week, brother.
I mean, two of those things have riding
feel even
in common,
lonely.
I suppose.
You think you're so funny, don't you?
It's
really.
Been a long day.
At this point, Lemby, anything we say is a boon. It is just one word after another. We're taking it one word at a time.
All filler, no killer.
So what do you do when you're in winding down in a Cardiff hotel after a busy day? What do you do, Lemby?
I'm just sitting here with a pint of Strongbow and a croque monsieur. That's a croque monsieur, not a rude word. And basically sitting here waiting to do a show tomorrow morning on the BBC. I should have ended up here on my own. I wouldn't be on my own, but I screwed up my personal life 5 years ago. I haven't got around to fixing it yet.
What happened? What happened to your personal life?
Well, that was 8 years ago, actually.
He's like five to eight. What's going on?
It's just a blink of an eye. Too cheeky.
There were 3 years
really,
of it's complicated.
It's complicated.
It's very, very simple. She dumped me.
Joe knows a lot about that.
We're connecting. You know, where people that get bullied by others. You know, we get dumped, and we're at the end of the day, we're not really funny, right? So we connect in a certain way, sir.
But do you realise you're now picking on? You're picking on us. Yeah. We're picking on ourselves. That's how bad it's got. That really is. Just like being in Parliament again, it's terrible. Except that I can claim expenses again now, which is quite good.
It's quite interesting, speaking to someone who was part of that world, and I believe you're trying to be part of being MP again, just quickly, are you saying?
Eventually.
So you're still trying to, you know, but you've got your toe in the water. But it's quite interesting, when that happened, what was the buzz around Parliament? Because you were a member of Parliament when the expenses scandal happened? I mean, genuinely, how long had that been going on for? I mean, because now you're not an MP, so you can talk freely and you're not...
This is a bit late in the day to get really heavy. But yes, tell us everything.
It's been going on since 1983, and you give me the wonderful opportunity for me to attack the person who set it up because she's dead and she can't sue me. That's Margaret Thatcher. She set it up in 1983, a secret salary, because she didn't have the courage to give MPs a pay rise, and we all went along with it and filled our boots for like 30 years, and it was, thanks for playing anyway. And we all did it because we were encouraged to do it. So it was a bit of a mess, really. That's one thing I don't miss, though, having to write down if you've got a packet of fags or a free magazine from anyone, and they're all terrified in there, I'm telling you, all terrified. But I'm kind of a defender. It's great for me, though, because I'm the only person in Britain who actually defends MPs' expenses, so I get a lot of work out of it, really. Ironically, I make a lot of money out of MPs' expenses. No, well, I'm not one.
Do you prefer them having expenses to having second, third, fourth jobs? Do you think that's a bit
I've no problem with the second jobs thing. I think that we should get away the whole expenses thing. What we should have is just give them a big pay increase. Everyone, you know, the crap will hit the fan for about 2 months, and then people forget about it, and then you get away from the whole expenses thing. Two jobs, not got an issue. It takes more time to have a kid and raise a family than have a second job.
Let me ask you a question, and I've thought about this, because MPs do, politicians do work for the people, right? I've got this theory, because firemen, police, social workers, and, you know, lists all those jobs that cater to work for the people. And they're on those awfully low salaries. My question is, surely, if MPs do work for us, surely they should be on that same social bracket. And if they were, then people would have more respect for politicians, and also politicians would want to work harder. Because they don't feel that, oh, we're getting paid shitloads, we can just relax. What would you say to that?
No, I don't agree. The reason I don't agree is because, like, how many hours do you want an MP to work? 40, 50, 60, 70 hours a week? I used to do 80 to 100 hours a week. That's why I haven't got any friends anymore. And basically, it didn't make any difference. It really, you know, if I'd done, like, 20 hours less, people wouldn't really have noticed it, and I could have done other stuff. So unless you want somebody to do, I think there's 168 hours in a week. Someone can correct me if that's wrong. And you know,
that depends on the MP, because that's in your personal case like that. But then Malcolm Rifkin the other day was talking about you know how it didn't take up that much of his time, and he had lots of time for other work.
Yeah, that was because he was just selling himself. He did it in a really, really cringe.
Oh, he did it in a terrible way. Yeah, and it didn't get anyone on his side whatsoever. But what I mean is that there must be other MBs like that who don't spend as long dealing with people in their constituency and going to vote for policies and things.
He was actually playing down how much time he was spending being an MP, actually. I would never have believed that I would be defending Malcolm Rifkin on 3-Bar Radio, but there we are, 2015 is a strange year. And I have to say, he just was very clunky in selling himself. But you know, always other people, if you want to have a second job as a fireman or any of those other jobs, you're allowed to. And that's taxpayers' money as well. So
I would love it if MPs were also firemen. I think that would be a very good thing to do. I think that would be a very good doubling.
Well, they've been sliding a lot down a lot of poles over the years, haven't they? Especially in the Lib Dem camp.
I abstain from this fire. I will not put this fire out.
All right, Paxton, calm down.
But what do you think that in today's where you have the three-party system, you know, well, in well, and let me rephrase. Sorry, you have the Tory, the Lib Dems, and the Labour Party, and they say nowadays, what is the difference? What is the difference?
I love that you've included Lib Dems in there, though.
What's the difference? I mean, surely everyone's a bumbling schmuck, and obviously you're trying to pimp all your corporate interest, which we know there is. I mean, what?
Nah, but the Tories to oversimplify it, the Tories are in charge. The Lib Dems do what they're told, and the Labour Party just oppose everything the first two do. And then UKIP says we're different, and people believe them. It's great.
But don't Lib Dems say we're different? Yeah, well, doesn't every party? But aren't they all the same? All the same commodity, and you know, lobbyists just paying millions.
There's much less ideological difference now. One reason UKIP's doing well is because actually Farage, who I know personally pretty well, he's a decent bloke, he actually does stand different to everybody else. Ed Miliband actually had quite a good week last week. They sound a little bit different, but the thing is, the Lib Dems have become the junior partner, massive junior partner in the government. So Lib Dems and Tories look the same to loads of people. I say that as a Carl Kang member of the Lib Dems, but, you know, it's just a really tricky thing. I mean, and Craig gets a lot of hassle all the time. Old joke, why didn't Nick Clegg cross the road? Because he promised not to. You know, this is the kind of tricky stuff we've got there. But, I mean, that's how people feel. They don't trust him. And actually, Cameron's frustrating his own Tories, but they're not going to go anywhere apart from UKIP. So there are differences, but it's almost like a success of democracy that everyone's become so bland. Whenever you've got communists versus kind of a hard right, then it's exciting, but it's not very good for the country. So, I think it's all right. But the main thing is, we've squeezed out the characters out of politics because if you're characterful, then you lose your seat. And that's not me being bitter, but it is really.
But I think nowadays, I think that is what you said was correct. You know, there's no characters like there were, and it's harder to mock them because they're all the same schmucks in the same, you know, ties. You know, there's no one is different. I mean, maybe Boris Johnson, but he's purposely done that character for like 15 years.
And unfortunately,
and even with you,
well,
sir, you've done that character. You're playing that character, like we all are.
Yeah.
And. But I just worry that there's no different differences, and it's all controlled by corporations.
Well, essentially, right. Well,
how can that change?
Right, well, two things, and neither of these things are going to happen. The first thing is we've got to get away from having career politicians. That actually is why I think that politicians should be able to do other jobs, because they'd be stakeholders in the good and the bad decisions they make. And the second thing is, we should, and this won't happen, we should actually be in a situation where we value people who are empathic. This isn't a funny or very easy thing to explain, but if we actually valued people who had strong emotional feelings and we didn't rub up, we didn't have to be macho all the time, then you can actually have a much better government. But that's not going to happen. One thing I really disliked about being in Parliament was I always trusted people, and then I realised they were just using me to get their own careers forward, and that's one of the reasons that it goes wrong. But the main thing at the moment is you've got loads and loads of people who've only ever done politics, and then they look at people who come in from the real world and say they're odd, which is ironic in the extreme.
I think it's all people with no power, you know, they have wealth and there's power and it corrupts people. Naturally it does, but I think they should have like real, like proper people, not like the posh people from the schools I went to, and I'm in the same lump as all those like Cameron and stuff, and you know, I think they should have just genuine people like Dave the Builder, you know what I mean? There you go, you sorted out. I mean, but the bourgeoisie will not let that happen. Someone who is working class, or whatever word you want to call that for that social bracket, because now it's posh people, and that is, surely that is messing up our the different social levels, no?
Yeah, you can say that, but there's a big problem with all of this, and this is why I'm endlessly banging the drum in defence of MPs. It's a hell of a hard job. You've got to be able to communicate, you've got to be able to solve people's
problems. So is being a doctor, though, sir?
It's, yeah, being a doctor and being a surgeon and being a pilot, it's a big, high-skill job. People say, oh, there's no qualifications for being an MP. People who don't qualify as people, they lose
the skill set,
for the first
then?
Time.
What's the skill set? What is the skill set to be a politician? Right, you need one.
Right. The one absolutely crucial thing you have to be able to do is communicate. More than anything else, you've got to be able to do that. Secondly, and less so, sadly, you have to have a narrative. You have to have a story, something you believe in. Now, that is
so. Do you think it's now become like the X Factor generation, where people need a sob story? So each politician now needs some story or some kind of character, like you have built up, as well as Boris Johnson. Or can they blend the background as the old fuck that falls asleep?
I didn't build up consciously. I just sort of had a personal life that people find interesting, really. And then did some reality shows and so on. Boris probably manufactures his image a bit more than I have. But the thing is, he's an exception. Anne Whittacombe was the same. George Galloway, you mentioned, he's the same. But there aren't many people who do that. Like, you probably, if you went in down the street, if I go down the street in Cardiff after this and then say name 10 politicians, they'll run out after 7 or 8. And so those big characters, they don't get on. But that narrative thing is missing. It's really important. And then the third and last thing is you actually have to work damn hard without complaining about it. And so that's one reason MPs privately get really fed up whenever everyone says, oh, you're not working hard enough. Because they work a damn sight harder than a lot of people are complaining about them.
Yeah, but I still, going back to the point, if they were paid much less and weren't given a boost, you know, in the recent 6% rise, I believe that was the figure recently, maybe people might go, you know, they are working for us as a community.
No, so they'll never win that one.
I believe...
Mate, they'll never win. They'll never win the
show. I know, because it's money and power and it's politics. It's a dirty game. And everyone knows in the world that's what's happened after so many scandals. So,
ladies and gentlemen,
we have to wrap this up,
unfortunately, because we've got to hit a
very
music beat.
Speak to you, sir. I'm going to be honest.
I know, Lembit, I'm sure you just called up for a chat, and unfortunately you got packed.
And also,
always a pleasure. I have to come in. It's my 50th on Monday, so thanks for wishing me a happy birthday.
It's Eli's 40th soon, and you're doing a gig in Leeds.
31st of March, I'm doing a gig for the Motorcycle Action Group in March, and if it's any good, you won't hear about it. If it's absolutely terrible, everyone will report it.
Fair enough. All right, take care. Good night to you, sir, and best of luck tomorrow.
Lots of money. Take care. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And that happened.
Presents the Geekatorium 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for Comic Relief. Donate now by going to my.redneseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorium27podcast. Fubar and Geekatorium, doing something stupid for a very good cause.
Yeah, sorry. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Dead air.
Just for qualification, I have been awake for almost 2 days now. Hello,
Paul,
who's this?
Paul Gannon.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, guys, you alright?
Yes.
Yeah. That was the saddest yes I've ever heard in my life.
Who are we speaking to here?
It's Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Hello, Paul. How you doing, man?
I've been going through this journey with you, step by step, beat by beat. I've been up since 8 p.m. myself yesterday.
Really?
Yes! Right till now.
Oh my God, you poor bastard.
The thing is, I've been too scared to turn it off because I'm just afraid I'm going to miss out on some good radio. That's the problem.
Yeah, and we've got an hour and a half to maybe get some.
You still might get it.
Yes. Well, wow.
Well, the thing is, anything that has like Nev Fontaine on talking about Doctor Who, Big Finish, I mean, it's got to be worth a listen, hasn't it? You can't tune out of that, can you?
I geeked hard when Nev Fountain came in, and I was like, so do you think you write new Doctor Who with units? And
he written for Doctor Who, then?
He's written for the Big Finish, which is the radio. So he's written things, because his wife is Nicola Byrons, who played Perry for the Sixth Doctor.
Well, she's fit.
What's
she look like? So I'm getting a bit of a Whovian vibe off you here, Paul.
Oh, yeah, mate, anything. I mean, you mentioned Bruce Campbell earlier, and I'm a big sort of, like, Xena Hercules, Sam Raimi, Rob Tabbitt fan, so, this show's, like, basically my whole life summed up in 26, 27 hours.
I am so sorry to hear that.
Fucking hell.
Oh, the nice sky. I think it's actually quite good that someone has a life that could be summed up in 27 hours. I don't think mine would take that long.
No, it might take about half an hour.
I think you can sum mine up in about 5.5 hours.
Paul, let me tell you, I'm so glad, because I've got chafed up thighs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
This room stinks.
You would not believe the funk of a 40,000 years that is in here.
It is.
When that former Lempit. Was talking, it stunk like that.
Yeah.
That's why you're doing the satire duty, Joe.
Not satire.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of took a news night sort of turnaround then, didn't it? And it kind of became more serious. And I thought, I better call in and bring it back.
Thank you.
We were trying to bring it back ourselves, but...
Joe was on his high horse, and he wouldn't fucking get down.
Yeah. Well,
I better call up and mention Ghostbusters.
And
we're back.
Yeah. While I explained to them in the break, I only just got into it with him because, it's quite interesting. I've never spoken to someone like that.
A human being before.
A human being.
He's not even in government.
No, I know, but
so
he knows
a bit more. Why are you attacking him?
I wasn't attacking him. I was just having a conversation.
He sounded pretty aggressive.
He's bitter because Lembit's got a better comedy career than Joe has now.
I've never played Leeds before.
I think Lempit's the best Doctor Who monster we never had. So,
What do you do for a living?
I think when they regenerate the Master, it should be Lempit Open next or Boris Johnson. Take your pick.
Oh. Or both. Maybe.
If it meant that Johnson doesn't get into fucking office, I'm all for it.
He will. Johnson will eventually become Prime Minister, I think.
Can we stop making
stop
this political?
Stop talking about fucking politics.
Politics.
No one cares about politics.
Thank you.
Ghostbusters.
How do I shoehorn my Boris Johnson impression in? I didn't even do my Ed Miliband routine.
Dale Winton will be president one day.
He looks like Wallace from Wallace and Gromit, doesn't he? He looks like something Nick Park just created. It's weird.
Hang on, which character are you talking about?
He's an extremely awkward looking guy, but anyone
Johnson,
apart from that government. Anyway, that's just my view. So let's.
What are your thoughts on Blake Seven?
Do you know what? It's one of the few sci-fi shows I've actually seen. My friend's a big fan. He keeps on testing me to get into it. He keeps basically waving the whole Terry Nation mantle, going, "Oh, you like Terry Nation, you like Daleks. This is perfect." So at some point, I need to check it out.
It's very, very good. I mean, obviously, you know, you like proper, like, you know, 70s sci-fi and stuff, so you'll find you won't have a problem with the pacing. But you know, it's like sometimes you watch some of the old Doctor Who's, when you're so used to modern telly, it takes you a while to readjust your brain to watch them. But
you know, there's this guy I work with who's such a Whovian. He is quite literally
watching every single episode back to back, and the ones that he can't get, he's listening to the audio that they've recovered. Yeah. He's going through.
To be fair, I always take the attitude of when people sort of go, "Would you prefer old Doctor or new Doctor Who?" I get very prickly and go, "No, it's just Doctor Who. I don't do this classic series business. It's all the same thing. It's all canon. It all counts."
Yes,
even Peter Cushing.
Yeah. Well, let's not go crazy, Paul. let's not lose the strong argument you had going for you going into this.
Listen, yeah, talking politics again.
I'm with Paul. It's all fucking canon. Who cares? There's Daleks in those films, isn't there?
How do you solve the Cribbin conundrum?
What's the Cribbin conundrum?
Well, he's in the Peter Cushing film, but not playing the same character he plays in Doctor Who.
It's a parallel universe.
Parallel universe.
It's an actor.
That's your answer for everything.
It's the same actor playing different characters. What about Capaldi?
Oh.
Capaldi is it? What? So he's not canon?
Yeah, no.
In that same
he's
way.
Canon, you tit.
Well, but he's been in Doctor Who before as not the Doctor.
They are going to.
So it's the same as Cribbins.
They're going to.
I can't believe I know
that.
I know that.
In future seasons of the Doctor.
Okay. It's canon because they're going to make an excuse up in future episodes that they haven't fucking recorded yet. No, Paul. No.
Which Paul?
I'm agreeing with Paul on the phone.
Which Paul? I'm on the phone. Paul?
No, you're not on the phone. You know
you're
what
talking
I mean.
On the phone right
you
now.
You know what I mean, Paul.
I don't know what you mean.
You know what? I wish Paul on the phone was here.
Yeah, and I wish I was there.
You know what?
I don't know. I think Ray Peacock's going to get a big surprise when he comes back to that studio on Monday. I think it might need a bit of clearing up beforehand.
He'll be sick in his mouth.
Oh, you would not believe the smell. It's the funky mango up a Yeti's panani.
It's like his hotel room in Cardiff. It stinks of the wanking. And cheeky girls fucking. Magazines everywhere. Watch The Voice.
He's still there. He's still with us, Paul.
Yeah, just to hear that word, Yeti Punani, has definitely been worth the subscription to FUBAR. Hey!
Yes, we love Paul.
That's what it's all about.
We aim to please.
You put your left leg in.
I must have come across as a bit of a creep last night because as I was knee nodding off, I decided to take my phone and go walking around the park at about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that'll do it.
So,
did you have the balaclava and the knife?
No, just the Tom Baker scarf.
That's fine then.
Yeah, go on.
Is that it? You sound like my comedy routine. It sounds like it has no point at the end.
That's the thing about your comedy. It's very routine.
At least I've got some.
Yeah, it's not yours, though. It's like tennis.
Paul, you're going to stick with us till the end?
I've got to, haven't I, really?
Yeah, it's
I've
not long now.
That's what we like to hear.
But you were in the park.
What are you guys going to do then when you get back? Are you just going to fall flat on your face and just be out for like the next couple
Well, I don't know
days?
If you heard, but I'm flying to Florida tomorrow at midday, so... Are you going to pack?
I've got to drive back to Essex, the Queen's Own Essex, and hide around and have some fun. And that's
you guys should get a show on FUBAR permanently there.
Thank you. Yes.
Could you just say that? Looped. Could you enunciate that more clearly?
Clearly, yeah. Could you maybe make the people in the studio next door more worried
they're
about
actually
the
not wearing their headphones? It's amazing.
Oh, that's a good point. No, they can hear it.
They can hear everything.
I can tell by the look on their faces. They're like, no, don't, shut up. Hang up. Pull up.
Next time you could do it like the Geekatorium and Ray Peacock for a whole 28 hours or something. That'd be great.
We had Ray Peacock on the Geekatorium a year or so ago, and he was like, "I'm going to talk about the Muppets," and basically it was a 15-minute rant about how awful the latest Muppet movies was. Beautiful.
Oh, that was Ray Peacock.
Muppets? Who was in it? It wasn't the Gervais one, was it?
No, it was the one before that, because that was before the sequel came out.
What's his name? Who's done everything?
Siegel.
That's
great,
awful.
That film.
I thought it was rubbish. I saw
that
the
film was
Gervais
great.
One. I was like, it was brilliant. So hang on, Paul, you were in the park. You said you were doing something weird at 2 a.m. and you were in the park with Tom Baker.
Jelly babies.
Well, stuff. What happened?
I found myself sort of like nodding off for, obviously, anything that's got like Doctor Who, Ghostbusters talking, I can't miss. So I went out for a little walk with you guys, in my headphones. And that was it. I just walked out for about an hour and a half.
And where did you put the body?
The same place I store the missing episodes of Doctor Who.
Oh, very good.
Where you're never going to get to them.
Well, I don't, the Doctor Who.
I don't think Joe's particularly bothered. He watches
about women.
I'm not. When you
he watches
talking,
lizard lick towing and stuff. You know what I mean? That's his bag.
It's me and, you know, the liberal politician watching stuff in a Cardiff hotel.
Yeah, it all got a little bit news night all of a sudden, where you're like, yeah, where do you stand on the Zippy impression?
He should call back. He needs to call back and start doing impressions.
No.
That'd be amazing.
No, no more impressions.
You should have got John Coulter on. He could have done some Tom Baker impression. That would
have
been great.
Yeah. You know Tom Baker impression?
Tom
the
Baker.
Duck. I'm the doctor.
I love hearing Angela, bad. But I think the highlight had to be hearing Angela Barnes almost trip over Tom Baker. That was great.
Yes, she was very the excited about that
Tom
news.
Tom Baker.
So you've been listening to us all through the whole thing. Have you noticed the decline in our mental health? And can you suggest how we can pull up out of this dive?
I think you don't really sound that different. I mean, you're
already damaged, Paul.
Oh,
you're already
thank you.
Damaged.
I come pre-wrapped.
It's like it's like you were doing this, you know, for years previously. Anyway, it's like you've never left FUBAR and you never, you know.
No, here's the truth. I started talking and FUBAR built them around me, and I just happened to stay.
Well, I think the problem is that you've also been up for 25 and a bit hours, so you're in no fit state to judge our
to entertain
states.
As well.
Yeah. You know what? There's only so many. I've completed the whole of God of War, you know, since you started at 8 o'clock. On
fucking hell, yeah, that's a good point. You can play that in about 17 hours.
I mean, I've got the waistline for it, but I'm not into this geek stuff, you know what I mean? Like, what's God of War?
It's a PlayStation game. It's like, it's a bit like, I suppose, it's a bit like Xena or something, you know, it's sort of set in ancient Greece and he goes around, his name's Kratos.
Swords and Sandals.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, dragons and monsters.
Swords and sandals
on.
And dragons. What do you do for a living, Paul?
Nothing as exciting as you guys. Trust me, it really is not exciting.
I don't know about that, mate.
A caretaker. That's all. Just a caretaker. Nothing interesting.
So you're a caretaker that walks parks at 2 a.m. Dude.
I'm not actually doing myself any good here in this terrible world, am I? Really?
You're not.
Just keep me talking while we get the trace.
Chloe, trace the call.
And you'll find a cheeky girl dead. That's so messed up.
As long as wherever I end up, I can actually complete watching Arrow because I'm so hooked on that at the moment. But I know you're not. You're not a big fan, are you?
Of what?
Of the Hour.
No, Arrow.
Arrow. Yeah, no, I just couldn't get into it. But then they said that season 2 and 3 is quite good, but I couldn't really get into it. It just seemed a little bit.
Yeah, it's got better. It's got better. What's your beef with Gotham, man? That's fantastic.
I haven't started it,
so my beef is I don't want to watch it. I haven't actually seen it.
You're literally remembering conversations from right at the start.
There's no actors from Hollywood going around in a bat suit with nipples on. Hello, George Clooney. You know, it's fine. It's okay.
Oh, come on.
Give it time.
The Clooney films are better than the shit Christian Bale bullshit.
No, you know what?
Even Christian Bale. Adam West.
I love it when the Batman, I thought it was the best Batman is Keaton, to be honest, film, and then Adam West has to be TV.
I have to agree.
But, you know, with Bale, I wasn't too... It got better because we had Kilmer, but what I didn't like about the Bale, and I've stood up, Paul, I've stood up because I've got to make a point and I feel that I'm on newsletter again.
Joe, standing up is fine. It's the little gay ballet dancing thing you're doing at the same time.
I'm just getting excited, alright? Is that whenever doing that filming? Whenever, and see how I've dropped my voice now. Now I'm being serious.
Yeah.
Whenever he made he had his real voice, and then he had the Batman voice. But halfway through the film, it was the same fucking voice.
It's weird how no one would know. And he like jumps down a corridor, puts his suit on, comes back, and he's got like mascara and eyeliner on. Like, how did you have time to like do eye makeup? Like, he's got black. You know, like this is ridiculous.
Fell off his horse,
Master Bruce. Why you
got the same voice as I done?
I wonder what voice Ben Affleck will take.
Oh, he sounds like a new comedy writing partner. Yeah. Ross Abbott, comedy show's back. Sandling and Paul. Here we go.
I think it'll go something a little like this.
Ah, Jimmy.
Bend down.
I don't like them apples, Robin. Affleck. What do you think about Affleck? I love Batman, but like Affleck.
I think that the film will be shit, so it literally doesn't matter who plays. I might as well play Batman for the fucking use it'll do the film.
I'd love it.
That's what I think about Batman versus boredom.
If going back to superpower and Eli not caring, if he was Batman, that'd be hilarious. You see the bat in the sky, and you go, fuck that.
I think Justin Lee Collins would make a good Joker.
Oh, well, he doesn't, does he?
Too soon.
I don't know. I don't listen to that show, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, is he a presenter on the show?
On FUBAR?
Yeah. Wow. Afternoon drive. You're sitting in the same chair he's sitting.
Oh, yeah. I feel sullied.
So Affleck, Paul, what do you think about Affleck being new Batman? What do you think? Are you excited? Are you disappointed? Do you think they should have got another actor?
I can never give Christian Bale for Terminator Salvation, so, I'm glad that...
What an absolute turkey. Again, he's making roasted the same voice. Turkey. That was a terrible... They were going to make six films, and then they watched that film, and they went, no, let's not make six films. Let's just totally ignore this film completely.
You know what? I've done a bit of crewing. I don't mean to show off. I was once a grip on a TV pilot. I don't want to show off, right? But, like... Actors, I hate actors because actors who they like, he was screaming at the DOP, right? One of the most important people on the film set. He's screaming at this guy because he apparently walked in his eyeline. All right, he might be trying to concentrate, I understand. But like screaming at one of the main guys, I think some actors really need to crew and realize how much work that these people go through. And actors just top.
We have to wrap this up, unfortunately. We got things to do, people to see, other people to talk to.
Sorry, David. We have another phone call coming in a moment. So
thank you very much for calling, Paul. Unfortunately,
no,
but look on the bright side.
An hour and 10 minutes to go, and we'll be done.
Done. Dusted.
And then we can all sleep. Done. But thank you so much for coming and listening.
Cheers, Paul. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, Paul, mate.
Okay, guys. Cheers, mate. Cheers. Thanks very much. Bye.
And relax.
Hello?
Have you put not yet. It's all good.
It's all very exciting.
We're getting another call.
Yeah, this is...
It's all going mad. How much have we raised?
More than five?
More than five?
Yeah, more than five.
We've raised
Can we have a figure, Paul? We're in the last hour now. Refresh that.
One ruined
refresh
by biscuits and Red Bull.
Yeah, and the total so far is... £575.
Wow, another 75.
Fantastic. Brilliant, everyone.
£575. Now it's a party. Now we can all dance.
Well, the thing is, James shouldn't call till after 10, really, ideally.
Can I say that was a really amazing radio now coming up.
Yeah. Now coming up on
Radio 4.
It's all a little bit Roger Moore, isn't it?
I love it when there's... What is it, Radio 2, where they play a song and then the guy goes, They go,
wait, the bat phone's going.
Oh. Is it Affleck?
Hello, caller. Who's on line one?
Hello. James Acaster here. Just calling in to say hi and how much of a great job I think you're all doing at FUBAR tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks, James. Thank how you doing, James?
Is that it?
No, that's it.
Is that all
we need?
Yeah, well, that's pretty much my entire opinion on what's going on. I think it's real great. I think you're doing a great job. I can't express enough how impressed I am. It's real brilliant. It's, how many hours now, guys?
We're on to the 26th hour.
No.
This is our 27.
They're just now.
It's 26.
26th hour.
Sorry. My maths, James, my maths is...
And your breath as well, Eli.
What do you mean, my breath? Fuck you.
I'm impressed by everything. Yes. Even your maths. This is also impressive. Guys, it's so great. When I heard you were doing this, I had to run out to a payphone and put my life savings into the payphone and phone as soon as possible because I could not believe how impressive it was.
You're an absolute sweetheart.
You're like the Superman. You're like the Superman going to the payphone, James.
Yeah.
You should be the new... Spider-Man, isn't it? Or Superman?
I think James Acaster should be the new anything.
We would have loved to see you down here, James. You could have...
Guys, I would love to have been down there, but if I was down there, I could have been listening to it on the radio like I have been doing for the whole time.
Keep to the script, James, keep to the script.
Yeah.
Well,
James, you're a host on this show, and maybe you could plug your nonsense where you're playing.
If I'm doing a show tonight?
No, don't confuse the guests. They don't know what they're saying.
I'm just saying, like...
I haven't got anything to plug.
No
way! James, I don't want to plug nothing.
Yeah, James is all up in it. Yeah. He's all up in that. Yeah. He's fine.
James guys, Wilson. Guys, James is speaking.
There's something I've got to say, and I feel like I need to say it now. I'm going to fess up. I can't hear anything any of you are saying right now on the phone. It's always just a blur of noises, and I'm responding. I'm stabbing in the dark and guessing as to what you just asked me, and then saying stuff in return. But I still love it. It's still real great. Yeah, I'm doing my best.
That in that, that what you can't understand is just Joe talking to you. It's very complicated.
That's fine. That's fine. I just think this is all so great, and I just wanted to tell you guys personally.
What are the sexy ladies like? The posters in the telephone box.
What are you talking about?
Because he's in the telephone box.
Go to sleep, Joe. Go back to your box. In your box.
I go in those kind of telephone boxes. The ones I go in are clean and well-kept telephone boxes that I can just make my phone calls and people with the cops can't trace me.
See, James the cutter bull.
See, I liked how he got out there. Yeah. It's very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Listen, I'm going to go.
The most un-Acast. Yeah, man, listen.
Cheers. Thank you, James. Hey,
fantastic. James.
Have a great night. Cheers, keep man. It going. Don't lose heart. Don't lose faith.
Keep it real, James. Keep it real.
Keep it locked.
Yes. Bye, James.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye. I love you with all my heart.
Bye. Insincere bastard.
Hey.
We're on the last. We're getting to the last hour. Hey.
It's happening.
It's happening. It can only get crazier.
The last hour is the hour of sex.
I've ordered strippers.
Oh, you absolute beauty.
The problem is, the strippers cost £575.
Well, I'll pay.
Oh!
For the first time ever, Eli.
Yeah, you don't have £575.
I think the last hour, I think that talk of a love and romance, I think, is time.
Love and tenderness.
We hug.
I think we just throw everything in the kitchen sink at the last hour, I think.
Haven't you been doing that?
Honestly,
I think
after this show...
I've been holding back.
Guys, here's a thought. This is our last hour. My belief is after this show, no one should ever broadcast from this room again. So I reckon we gut it.
We burn it.
We burn this down.
Burn the fucker down.
We end this with a full-on arson.
Can I take a shit?
Yeah.
What? No, can you?
I can take a shit.
Can you go take your face for one?
No. Don't lower it.
This is arson.
What's that, Joe? Sorry? What?
Would you take
your face for a shit? Yeah. Is that what you said? Yeah. Is that what you just said to me? Yeah.
That would be a Gannonism if it was Gannon.
Yeah, but that Gannonism to have charm.
Aww. What do you mean, take my face for a shit?
Because I was referencing how just not unattractive you are.
Oh, right. Like my face looks like a bum. Is that what you're saying? Yes. Wow, the level. Yes. Just the level. Thanks. The level. You're operating on every level.
Thank you. I don't know about you guys, but I wish we had Paul back on the phone.
Yeah.
what about Acast? He's out in the park digging up the cheeky girl. Shut up, bitch.
What about Acaster? He was pretty...
he was pretty energetic for Acaster, wasn't he?
Yeah,
I know I've met the guy once, but... Hi, guys!
You're like, oh,
was he next door?
I've no idea.
I think I saw him.
At the desk.
I didn't see him. He seemed pretty close by, didn't he?
That's the wonder of telecommunications.
That's the magic of owning a phone.
It was like he was in my ear, like a little guy.
I could hear him, but I couldn't see him. Was it elves?
Do you remember our first call?
No.
Who was the first call?
Who was that? What was the guy called? Graham? Well remembered. Graham from Egham.
Yeah.
He was like Gammon. He was like Paul Gammon and Eggs.
Where was this? I don't remember this.
It was the first sort of couple of hours.
Yeah. Then we got that call and he was weird and awkward and like and he had a real dirty laugh.
Oh,
that guy. Yeah.
What was the laugh like?
Graham, if you do want to call back, I'll give you my private number and you can just, you know, you love it. Graham, you
lots
call back.
Lots of people seem to love it, according to you guys. I don't know.
We do love a lot of things, sadly. I mean, if I could throw a question to you, what things do you love? I know for one thing, I love Eli Silverman, and I will get a hug in the next hour. What things do you love, Richard
Sandling?
I love
watching Eli Silverman hug people he doesn't want to hug.
Big old hug for
Paul Gannon.
Joseph! Wilson, shut your face. We have to do one last bit of admin.
Shit, let's share.
As we head into the final hour, ouch! As we head into the final hour, you can still donate. So please go crazy. Get your fingers on your laptop or smartphone and go to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorian27podcast. And also go to foobarradio.com, get the app, listen in. There's great stuff going on.
There's some great stuff on Stella.
And also go to geekatorian.net to justify all the hard work I do and prevent myself from cutting.
There's some brilliant staff here. There's some brilliant staff at FUBAR.
So,
Paul, let's big up the FUBAR staff.
Whoa, big, mate. We've not got an hour yet. We'll give them the big eye on later.
I can't big them up now.
Everyone's talking. Stop talking.
Now.
FUBAR Radio presents the Geekatorian 27-hour podcast challenge, raising money for comic relief. Donate now by going to my.rednoseday.com/sponsor/Geekatorian27podcast. FUBAR and Geekatorian, doing something stupid for a very good cause.